We thought we should, since you weren't here yesterday, Pat, give you a moment if you'd like to make any Lions comment. I did my best yesterday for our Lions dissertation.
You did.
Doing my best to talk about the lump of coal we got in the Christmas stocking from the Lions.
And I tried hard, too, to be to participate, but I'm not anywhere near.
No, but you did provide some of the silver linings. Because we talked about the Lions, despite that, still have a chance.
They still have a chance.
Still have a chance. So. Yeah. But, you know, the thing that I keyed on, and I think everyone's keyed on, nobody's, how do you give up 320 yards rushing?
By not tackling. I think that's that seemed like that was the issue there for the Lions. My fear of that game, and actually these last few games, is that the Lions have been playing such good football lately. In this league, you're going to have one game in which it just isn't working. That's why an undefeated team has only ever happened once in NFL history. So. I was afraid of this, that it was going to happen this way. The Lions were going to have one dud, and unfortunately, since they started the year out 1-6, they dug themselves such a big hole, they couldn't afford one of those games, and unfortunately, it did happen. Now, you know, they come back home, and they take on the Chicago Bears here this Sunday, take care of business, win. Hey, then they will have a chance going into that final weekend. And I wouldn't doubt, if the Lions win and if the Packers win, that might be the Sunday night game. It might be. Depending on how some of these other games go, that might be the Sunday night game to end the year.
Because they could be playing for the playoffs,
they could,
depending on other games.
Both teams
could
be
playing.
Oh,
wouldn't that just be juicy?
Yeah, I know. Lions having to go against Aaron Rodgers. But first things first, they somehow have to ensure that they are able to tackle again, because the Chicago Bears, that's what they do best, is run the football. And believe me, they watch tape, and they're going to try to run against the Lions.
Well, this sounds like I heard... Coach Campbell, in your sports, with a quote, he says, they're going to be ready for everything that the Bears are going to bring, Justin Fields and more.
Better be. Yeah, they better be ready. And hopefully the home crowd, though, you know, regardless, I'll tell you what, I was reading on social media, so many people are saying, same old Lions. No. Okay. First of all, that they got 7 wins this year, there weren't many people thinking that was going to happen. So they've already surpassed, doubled, and more than doubled their win total from last year. And all I ever said, I wanted to see improvement. Hopefully they can, you know, close out the home schedule with a good win against Chicago.
Yeah, a big win would certainly do a lot to remove the distaste from last week.
Right.
Well, and they can't be the same old Lions if they won 7 in a row.
I just had this really bad feeling it was going to... I don't know why, Charlie. And, you know, I picked the Lions to win, but there was still something in the back of my mind thinking, oh, I don't know. There's something that's just not lining up right for this game. This is the game that everybody thought, oh, wow, Lions should win this one, right, against Carolina. It's always one of those games. It's against the team that you think you should beat, and then they can come out and play one of their best games of the year.
Go Lions. Yeah, we can say.
That's
We're still in
say.
It. We're yep. still in
that's
it.
That's right.